Focus!
That's right. We're back.
We are back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is episode 230 of Unfocused. This is Pokemon Kingdra, the dragon Pokemon. Of all Pokemon, this is the dragon Pokemon, guys, by the way.
It is a dragon type.
But he's the dragon Pokemon. They want you to know.
Wow.
All right.
Every week we're just disappointed.
Yep. Every time.
By the titles of these Pokemon.
They really fucked it up in Johto, didn't they?
I don't know, I guess.
I feel like in Johto it's extra, like what
thinking.
It's kind of like extra what the fuck, and they're like, oh.
It was like a last minute thing. Like, oh, wait, we forgot to do these Pokemon typing things. Real quick, name them. Someone, get an intern.
Yeah, he's like, who thought of this shit anyway?
Oh, man. Anyways, we're back for another episode here.
Yeah, this is episode 230.
230. We are live on twitch.tv/collision28, because this is a Collision 28 production.
That's right. We're also on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. You can like, comment, and subscribe there.
That's right.
AJ, Unfocused Week, anything going on?
Nothing too much. I finished, finally, smoking... Smoking Shadows? Shadows of Smoke? Smoking Shadows? I think
Smoking
it's Smoking Shadows.
Yeah.
Avatar Last Airbender comic series that I got. It's pretty good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Interesting at the end, though, because they met up with Ozai again real quick.
What?
Yeah, just a page, you know, just had a couple panels with him real quick.
Say what's up to the homie one time.
Yeah, say what up, man. How you doing? He's like, curse you, you know, so... but yeah, that's interesting, just how that all ended up. And then, and also freaking Azula got away too, like the fuck. Anyways. Mm-hmm. And then, what else? I want to start reading, this is my next mission, is to finally read Sonic, this Tangle and Whisper series here. So we'll see what that's about. But aside from that, playing some Soul Calibur, playing some Tekken. I almost started playing Splatoon today, but it didn't happen.
Almost started playing it.
And then just kind of, you know, calculating and figuring out what I need to build next arcade stick.
Oh, shit. It's coming.
So I was working on that. But that's pretty much it, really. Nothing else really going on.
For me, I've mostly been reading and focusing on catching up on comics and shit, because I've been fucking up on that for a long time. What, you got something else?
More than, yeah. Pokemon Masters. I downloaded it today.
Oh, do you like it?
I don't know yet. It's I just went through a quick tutorial thing. There's probably more to it. Yeah, it was killing my battery pretty quickly, though. I know I was like 40-60%, and I turned the game on, and I went through a little bit of the tutorial, got my name and, you know, registered or whatever, and then I was at 10%. I was like, holy shit. So I got to get a battle in, and that was about it. Okay. But it's like it's not like an RPG, like walking. I mean, it probably is. I'm not sure yet. But there's no walking around so far. Pretty much, you're like you're in the center, and you get to click around. Like, okay, let me talk to him or talk to him, or let's just click this button at the bottom to go into story mode and do a battle. And then you push the button, and then you're like, oh, there's people here. There's a cutscene going on. Now you're in a battle. So that's pretty much what's happened so far. But it's 3-on-3 battling, which is interesting. And right now I got Brock and Misty just chilling with me.
You got the homies running with you?
Yeah, so I'll get more into that later on to see what it's all about.
All right, so other unfocused things, yeah. I've mostly been reading, like I was saying, reading a lot of comics, catching up on things that I'm supposed to be catching up on. Almost done with reading Scary Stories Told in the Dark, which is, like I said, the book version of that movie that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the movie's pretty good, so I want to see it. Other than that, the things I've been reading... I think I showed it off last week, but I'm like 75% done with this Mr. Miracle shit. Man, this is the dopest, saddest, most fucked up thing I've read in like a few years. It's pretty crazy. Like, it's crazy how it's so action packed and so drama packed, and it gets so sad sometimes. You're like, man, this is supposed to be a superhero thing. Like,
wow,
he's definitely a superhero. You know, he fights a lot of shit. You know, mm-hmm. But it just gets really dark at a lot of points. It's really good though. So yeah, that's Mr. Miracle. I just bought this right now, a few hours before I'm focused. As you guys know, I've been reading the new X-Men comics, the House of X and Powers of X. I'm sorry, Powers of 10, even though it says X.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this shit is very head-trippy. It's a lot of reading, man. You would think a comic book like regular size, thin like this, wouldn't be so in-depth. This shit is very in-depth. Like,
that's scary. That's why I don't read Marvel.
Well, no, Marvel's not like that in general. This comic is fucking...
You gave me something recently, and I was like, opened it. It's like the whole first couple pages is full of huge word bubbles. I was like, yeah.
Which one is this?
I'm not sure which one you gave me.
You even know what it is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you gotta read that. You gotta read that, man. Those, they're not as heavy as they seem. Just read it.
I'm this, not surprised. This shit is, I don't know. You're telling me different right now.
Well, this, I wouldn't tell you to read this because you're not gonna read it. This is House of X and Powers of X, remember? You this shit has both the conversation. No, I wouldn't tell you to read this. This has
but regular, you expect me to do it.
Regular conversations, regular action and drama going on. And then there's these long excerpt pages where they tell you all this backstory and scientific knowledge of like what they're doing shit. And how the shit works.
That sounds
and
cool.
And where their island is and shit. No, you're not going to like it. It's more reading than the other shit I gave you, for sure. Like, this is pretty in-depth. But it's cool. It teaches you a lot about the X-Men world and how they, like, rewrote it and changed things to make it make sense as to what's going on now. Mm. I also feel like it's a lot of setup for, like, future movie shit. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do this storyline, but I think a lot of elements from this are going to be in there. And, yeah, man, it's just fucking really dope. Every time you read, like, two pages, you're, like, blown away again. Like, fuck. Like, this shit changed so much in one book.
Words are bad, says Cuckoos. Words are hard, dude. Straight yeah, up.
So, yeah, Powers of X, House of X. I've been, I just got those again, so I'm trying to read through it. Also, I've been watching Young Justice on the DC streaming service. I'm almost done with it. I think I got like four more episodes left. It's really fucking good. They even brought a character I like, the Batgirl I like the most. The Batgirl that's kind of scary. Her name's Cassandra Cain. She's more like the original Batman style. Even her mask, she doesn't have her mouth open. It's got all black and shit. Like, damn. She's fucking scary looking.
Like, Beyond? Batman Beyond?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, no mouth action.
Like, no, like, not at all? Like, no, Power Ranger? Shit.
Yeah, she's covered.
Like Iron Man.
Yeah, she's fucking, she doesn't say anything. She's like a crazy ass martial artist. She just scares the shit out of people.
Fucking true ninja, huh?
Yeah, she's like what Batgirl would have been if Batman trained her. Because, you know, the Batgirl we have, like, she learned her shit on her own, you know? Mm. So, yeah, it's, she's in that, and it's really dope. It's got a lot of focus on Superboy and, Forager, the alien bug superhero. This is pretty cool, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Forager's the shit. You would probably like him.
It's all in Young Justice?
Yeah, it's Young Justice. Season 3, The Outsiders.
Cool.
But yeah, so I've been watching that. And then Stranger Things, I got one more episode left.
Oh, okay, cool.
One more to go. It's fucking really good.
Yeah.
It didn't start out good, but it got great. Like, pretty quick, you know?
Mm. But they still did that thing, though, where they split everyone up and everyone's all, like, coming together at the end, right?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't know, first, like, two episodes, I was like, this is too much drama for me. It's kind of, like, it's making me not want to watch it, you know? But I got to, like, 3 and 4, and all of a sudden it, like, picked up a lot faster than I thought it was going to, you know?
I like the whole, I like the one chick from Scoops Ahoy, I like how she helped figure out that code and shit. Like, yeah. She's just, like, secretly, like, super nerdy and smart.
Yeah, she knows all these, random Russian things.
And the little sister.
Oh, we told her, too. Told her, because she was a math whiz, he's like, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, she got all mad, but he's right.
And then she's like, what'd you know about My Little Pony? And he's like, breaks it all down. He's like, how do you know all that?
Because I'm a nerd.
And
you know about it, too. Right?
Yeah.
That shit was cool. I really like that.
That's funny.
So, yeah, one more episode to go. Yeah, that's basically my focus week.
I forgot what else I did is I rewired my arcade stick. I got all these colored wires last week and I finally put it to use and now all my fucking buttons are color coded inside.
Oh shit.
But still get issues once in a while though.
Does it make things easier for you if you do it that way?
Yeah, because then if something happens and I pull out a wire, then I know like, oh, okay, this wire. Because before they're all one color, so I couldn't tell what from what, you know? So if, like, the X button died and I disconnected it, you know, I'd be like, where the fuck do I disconnect this one from, you know? Yeah, if I disconnected them all, whatever. So, yeah, and then if I have to trace it back somewhere, too, you know, it helps. So, yes, color coding works. And I want to get more colors because for the next stick, it has more buttons than what I have. So I need more colors.
With that said, let's jump into the main part of the show. Also, don't forget, we're also on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
AdamFocus28, Instagram, right. AdamFocus Podcast. You can subscribe, like, and comment there as well. iTunes, AdamFocus Podcast, one big thing. Subscribe to that, too. Or if you have news you want us to talk about or things, you know, you want us to go over, you know, things you want to tell us, AdamFocusPodcast@gmail.com. We accept all emails. Except for, you know...
We'll accept it. Whether or not we acknowledge it, it's a different story sometimes.
We didn't say we'll open it either. But
yeah,
we'll
that's true,
it.
Yeah. But yeah, just ending quickly, though. You can always do it on Twitter as well. But anyways, with that said, Lil Jon, where you at?
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
Man, it was so cool having Lil Jon come in that day to record this.
Yeah, see, that's a real friend right there.
All right, so should we talk about the big thing? The recap?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll just go ahead and
Yeah, I forgot. I watched Rocko's Modern Life on Netflix.
You motherfucker, you watched Rocko's Modern Life? What, was it good?
It was pretty good. It was like just... I never watched a lot of Rocko's Modern Life, but I got a lot of some of the little you know, Easter egg funny things about the whole thing. It was pretty cool. It wasn't like amazing or anything, but it was also the thing that was funny too is like they're super like self-aware, and so like they were like mentioning like the whole thing is about Rocko and his friends like or mainly just Rocko like wanting the old stuff back. He's like, because he went into space, he was gone for 20 years, and then they came back, and like, oh shit, we finally made it back. Yeah. And then they said, oh, all this shit has changed, and Rocko's like, no, I want the old shit back. So it's kind of all about like, I want the old change. Shit back, change sucks, I don't want the shit to change. Oh wait, but this is kind of cool. Yeah, okay, I get to double, you know, so it kind of just coming to that realization of shit, and just how things change and shit like that. So it was pretty cool. So if you like Rocko's Modern Life, definitely give that a check out. Okay. It's on Netflix.
That's pretty dope.
And it was only like less than an hour long, so.
All right.
Anyways, so D23.
Okay. Let's start with that.
What the fuck does D23 stand for?
I think it's the name of the
Disney something.
I think it's the name of the group, like the stockholders group or something like that. I think it's called D23.
Really?
I could be wrong. I don't know. I thought that's what it was.
I don't know.
But at the D23 announcement here. We got a lot of news from Disney about their future products, including Marvel.
No, the big one.
Disney.
The Avengers Campus coming to Disney California Adventures Park in Disney Paris.
And Paris. Where are we going to find out about Avengers Land in California?
Yeah, the California Adventure Park.
You said Disney Paris.
And Paris.
Oh, they're both going to get it. Yeah. Okay, so that's the name of it. Okay.
It's called the Avengers Campus.
All right,
That's all I know. I didn't check the details. I just saw that. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's real. It's coming. They talked about it on that Sunday for the D23.
Yeah.
But yeah, they announced a lot of things. Star Wars, Marvel, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Star Wars, yeah.
Well, yeah, Star Wars had a big trailer release in which, you know, maybe Rey's evil. I guess we'll see.
I haven't seen that trailer yet.
What? Have you seen the Mandalorian trailer?
I saw that one.
Man, that shit looks so fucking dope.
Mandalorian looks pretty good,
Pretty excited about that. But, you know, so there's that. Star Wars has its future coming. Episode 9 doesn't look as shitty as I was afraid it was going to look. So it looks, you know, it's looking okay.
That's good. What about the, what's it called? Obi-Wan. We got that confirmed too, right?
Yeah, we got an announcement that Ewan McGregor will be returning as Obi-Wan for an Obi-Wan standalone movie.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Was it a movie? That was a series.
Is it a series?
I think so.
Whatever it is will be released.
It's a movie.
Whatever it is will be released on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a movie or a show, but it's Disney Plus for sure.
I think it was a show, yeah. But that was something that we had rumored like a couple weeks ago, and then they confirmed it.
Yeah.
At D23.
And if you want to go back, we've been talking about this shit for years, because remember we first heard about an Obi-Wan movie way back in the day, and then, like, you know, here we are now.
Yep.
Other things,
Was anything else Star Wars related at all?
Yeah, they said Clone Wars season, the next season will be, is confirmed. So there will be another Clone Wars shit. Series. So a lot of people are happy about that.
I did not know that one either.
The Mandalorian, made by Jon Favreau, which has like fucking 5 million an episode. And it's going to be like 10 episodes. So they spent a lot of money on fucking The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that got announced. And there's a trailer for that. It looks awesome. You guys should check it out. But that, with that said, AJ, shall we jump into the Marvel shit?
Sure.
Looks like I was wrong. There was no Spider-Man announcements.
No, and matter of fact, there's nothing going on with that. It's all, I mean, there's rumors popping up here and there, but we're pretty much at the same standstill.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
It's not even really a standstill. It's more like, so far they're on the path of Spider-Man going his own way. Even Tom Holland came out and which was fucking funny because everyone's talking about how awkward it was to have Tom Holland there. At D23.
Because he was there for a different movie.
But yeah, for a different movie, which is an animated movie. He's also doing it with Chris Pratt, too, I think.
Yeah, Chris Pratt and him are both voices in this upcoming
anime.
They're
like the main characters, I think. But while he was standing on stage, ready to, like, you know, comment about it, everyone in the crowd was shouting, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Awkward, right?
And his only comment was, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah, that's pretty much all he said.
That's all he verbally said about this whole situation. It's been a crazy week.
Later on, him and Feige like did like a little interview thing, and they pretty much both said the exact same thing. It was like, yeah, we're happy that this happened. We're happy that we got to do this. It was our dream come true, and what's coming in the future is going to be a lot more, you know, it's going to be a lot better. and it's not going to be what you expect. That's pretty much, they both said the exact same thing pretty much in their interviews.
In other words, neither of them knows what the fuck's about to happen.
And they don't want us to worry.
Yeah, they don't want anyone to freak out.
Yeah.
And honestly, we shouldn't freak out. We don't know anything solid.
We should probably freak out. I'm on the fence of freaking out, you know?
I'm saying, like, it's really not worth it to freak out because this is not, like, nothing is solidified. We're still
more worth it to go and cry in a corner.
Yeah, that's okay. You can do that. But, like, we're, like, 3 years away from any Spider-Man movie, which means we're a year and a half away from any production or post-production. So it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Just wait. Like, Marvel's gonna either butter them up and, you know, try to get them in it, or Sony might just go a different route with it. We'll see. But, like, let's just take our time.
If Spider-Man does go his own route and he's gonna be cut out of the MCU, then, you know, they have that whole Venom universe to work with. They've been wanting to do Sinister Six for fucking years, so they'll finally get to do that.
And someone else was pointing out to me, like, if it doesn't work out and they do make Spider-Man with 3 with Sony, like, who says that they won't come back around and make another deal and work him back in for a Spider-Man 4? Because, like, we all know as fans, they're not going to make a billion again.
Yeah.
Maybe Sony needs to see that happen to, like, re-partner with Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, that, oh, shit, we don't got it, you know?
And then if the next movie isn't part of the MCU, we're all going to boycott it, and then Sony's going to be like, oh, shit, we fucked up.
I'm definitely I mean, Spider-Man's my favorite, and I love Tom Holland as him, but I think I will not watch the next one if they go out of their way to not partner with Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, just to show them, you know? Like, fuck you. Type shit.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
So no Spider-Man announcement. The only Spider-Man announcement we got was an animated show for the kids called Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the original Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. It's about Spider-Man and Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's Miles. A little animated show.
Is it based off Spider-Verse?
It's not connected to it, but it is based off of it. So yeah, that's the only Spider-Man announcement we did get from Marvel for D23 is that there will be an animated show coming out for Disney called Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. But even though that's the dark side, we did get a lot of silver linings, right?
I guess. Yeah, we got a couple of new shows coming to Disney Plus coming out, like, I guess next year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
First one they talked about was Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan.
The
first Marvel Indian superhero. I'm not a huge fan of her, but I like her a lot. Her comic is the shit. Like, Cars Borrowed it. She got to read it. Mm. It's just really deep stuff. Like, I like how they did it and how it's the cultural background and her looking up to white superheroes and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty cool. It's very real.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know it got that deep and stuff.
Yeah, because she named herself Miss Marvel after Miss Marvel.
Oh, really? After Captain Marvel.
Now she's Captain Marvel. But, you know, it's like basically now she's taking that role, you know, she can take the Miss Marvel role. Mm-hmm. And she always looked up to Miss Marvel because she was, like, a strong woman.
I feel like it's going to get so confusing for two fans. Like, oh, Miss Marvel. And it's like, wait, that's not her. Who's this other girl again? That she was Miss Marvel. Oh, Captain Marvel.
I don't think fans know about Miss Marvel, like, properly.
Yeah,
I think
but
everyone knows Brie Larson as Captain Marvel, you know?
Yeah, but you see the word Marvel, you think of a female superhero, then they're going to, like, put them together, because, I don't know. I just think it's going to be confusing. I guess we'll learn, though. We'll see.
Well, no, I'll tell you why it's not confusing. It's funny you said that, because Brie Larson is casted to be in her movie.
Okay.
So there you go. I mean, no, not in her movie, in her show.
In her show. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So there you go.
Stepping down.
It explains the whole thing right there. Like, you know, like, they're going to go through the whole thing of her idolizing her as Miss Marvel and, like, why she wants to be like her.
Richie,
I don't
want to
say too much.
We got royalty back in chat over here. But he's saying,
hey guys, what's up? Martini here.
He's like, neither of you would see Spider-Man movie in theaters if it was Sony.
I would go out of my way to not see it just to teach them a lesson. I would want to see it. I'm going to be sad and I'm going to be angry. Because, like, let me show you, bro. I'm this much of a fan. I'm wearing fucking Spider-Man shoes right now. That's how much of a Spider-Man fan I am. But Sony needs to learn that this is a stupid decision. So I'll do whatever I can to help them not get that billion that they got from the last movie.
If anything, maybe if I heard it was good, people that actually went to go see that weren't boycotting actually saw it and said it was really good, I'll wait, like, a couple weeks. Because they usually care about that first weekend. That's the money they want to see right away.
Yeah.
Other than that...
That's their mark.
Yeah. So maybe, like, fuck them there.
Yeah, wait, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Maybe wait, like, 2 or 3 weeks, yeah, and then go see it.
But don't get me wrong. For me, I don't want to do this. Sony's making me do this. I want to fucking support Spider-Man.
Anyways,
that being said, we did get 3 Marvel shows announced.
Miss Marvel, Moon Knight,
and that's one fans have been fucking pushing for forever. And basically, he's like Marvel's schizophrenic Batman, which is not fair to say because he's pretty different, but He's like a crazy ass version of Batman, basically, you know? Marvel said they will be casting a Jewish actor to play him because that's his who he is, you know? And I like that. And then lastly, my favorite fucking announcement from Marvel was She-Hulk.
She-Hulk, yeah.
The She-Hulk TV show is real. I think they said it's going to be 2021.
Yeah, I think those last three, the one that we just mentioned right now, I think are 2021. I don't think they're next year.
Yeah, because I think next year is only Falcon and Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, yeah, and... Hawkeye.
WandaVision.
And WandaVision. That's all we're getting. Actually, I don't even think we're getting WandaVision.
And What If.
And What If. Yeah, I don't think we're getting WandaVision next year. I think it's the year after, actually.
No, I think it is next year, because isn't...
Doctor Strange is not next year.
It's not next year?
No.
Oh, shit. What's next year?
Eternals, Shang-Chi, and Black Widow.
You're right.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm pretty sure that's going to be the next year. So yeah, that being said, yeah, man. Miss Marvel, yeah, I know my shit, motherfucker. Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk are all real. Richie Mack says, the fact that you wear those shoes, I think you'd be tempted to see it in the theaters. I am tempted, but I'm going to fight myself and not see it in theaters because fuck Sony. I'm tired of them ruining Spider-Man. They've done it too many times. This is fucking annoying. Anyway,
yeah,
and Marvel did it right. Leave them alone. Let them do their shit. You know?
I saw a funny post that said, "Man, Sony, like, can never get like a good third movie." You know, they had you know, the first two Spider-Man. Oh, I think they said like that the original Spider-Man was the only one to get three,
and it didn't work out. Yeah, yeah. Didn't work out so good. They need to stop playing with the number three. They should just let Marvel finish it off.
But. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of more shows and shit here too, What If, they kind of talked a little bit about it too.
Yes.
Apparently we're getting 23 episodes.
And, oh, wow, that's a lot.
And each episode is going to be a What If of one of the previous movies.
Oh, okay.
So each episode is going to relate to one of the movies.
And we already know that we've had the Black Panther one announced and we've had the Captain America one announced. And I think there's a couple more, but I forgot what they were. We talked about them last time.
According to that, we're going to get one for Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. We're going to get one for Winter Soldier and so on and so forth.
As far as the premise goes, we've only been told about two or three of them. And Captain America's is what if Peggy Carter got the Super Soldier.
Yeah, and that'll be the first Captain America, yeah.
And Black Panther's will be what if Killmonger took over Wakanda.
Mm.
So it's like those are for sure going to happen. And I'm very interested to see what they do with that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Speaking of Black Panther... Black Panther 2 being released in theaters May 6, 2022.
Yeah, long shot. They know. Like, they really know what's up with that already.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It's not been written completely, I think they said. They brought Ryan Coogler out, and they said that it wasn't done, but they are writing it.
Yeah, and like they're working on it. He's coming back to direct it and all that, too, which is cool. We had no details, really, more than that, is there?
No, not about Black Panther. No. But we did get some Eternals details. Quite a few, as a matter of fact. And they stretched it out over a couple of days, so it was kind of a lot to take in.
I don't know what they were. All I know is that they kind of showed off the actors. That's about it.
Well, I'll help you out, AJ. One thing that they announced was that I'm going to get her name before I say it.
Angelina Jolie.
No.
Oh, shit.
The actress that played Minerva.
Oh, yeah.
Gemma Chan.
Mm-hmm.
She played Minerva in Captain Marvel, which is just one of the Crees. Yeah, she's actually a pretty big villain of Captain Marvel. Yeah, no, that's not her. No, that's the girl from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Her name is Gemma Chan, and she actually played Minerva, who's a main villain in the comics of Miss Marvel's or Captain Marvel, and she got casted as Cersei for Eternals.
Which is one of the big characters, right?
And she's main Eternal.
She's playing a big role, which is crazy. They're double dipping with actors.
Yeah, I don't know how much I like it. I don't hate it, but I don't love it either. It's kind of weird, but I'm just going to let it go.
I like her. Like, she looks cool and all that. I think I wouldn't mind seeing her again, you know?
She looks, yeah, for sure. I agree. That's true.
But as long as, like, you know, she was a blue Kree in there, so I'm pretty sure she'll stand out a lot. But if they bring, I guess they're never going to bring back Minerva.
I guess she died there in that stupid-ass moment.
Yeah, she died, you know?
Yeah, it sucks because she is a pretty big villain of hers, but anyway, it's fine.
I mean, they can still do flashbacks, I guess. Huh?
I guess. I mean, I don't think they should fuck around with that if they're going to use her for something else, but we'll see. That's about it as far as...
Before, by the way.
Yeah, with...
Jarvis. Becoming Vision.
You're right. That's kind of it. Don't forget, they also double dipped with Blade.
How so?
I mean, it's kind of like
they're about to.
It's kind of like they put it in cheese, And they ate it, and they put it in salsa after. You know, it's like double dipped across two sauces. Yeah, kind of.
That's
like,
true.
It's fine. You know, it's fine, I guess, but not really. But anyway, okay. So other things that we learned about Eternals, we already know the whole cast. They showed some like concept art of how all of them will look in their outfits. I hope that that's not the final concept art because I don't really love all of them.
When is this going to be taking place? Do we know that? Like, is it a current timeline? Are they going to go like a flashback, like many years ago?
Do you want to hear my opinion? Because we don't know any facts.
We don't know any facts yet. Okay, yeah, I don't mind hearing what you think.
My opinion is it's going to take place in the past and in post Infinity War shit, post Endgame shit. Both in the past and post Endgame shit. I think they're going to be jumping back and forth. To show you who they were.
100 years later, you know?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, like, show you who they were, who they've become, and, like, how why they became, different, and, like, how they remember who they are and shit. So, I mean, that's the idea. There's pictures of all of them in their outfits. I mean, it's only concept art, so take it with a grain of salt. I don't love it, so I'm glad that it's not canon and official. Other things to know about Eternals. There was a very big announcement. Kit Harington. Jon Snow. Will be playing the Black Knight. And I'm assuming he's going to be a villain because the Black Knight's not an Eternal. He's his own character, you know? He inherits the memories and powers of his other ancestors by picking up his blade, which is called the Black Ebony, I think, right?
Okay.
And that character is romantically involved with Cersei.
Oh.
And I think his ancestor was involved with Cersei.
That's going to be awkward because, you know, previously he had a thing with Daenerys. And now they have a thing with Cersei.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Awkward. But yeah, Kit Harington will be playing the Black Knight. For anyone who doesn't know who he is, he's originally an Avengers villain, specifically an Iron Man villain. And yeah, he picks up Black the sword Knight. And inherits the powers of, you know, his previous ancestor. He knows all his knight shit, like all his knight fighting styles and shit.
So you think we'll see like a Black Knight, like, and maybe if they do end up doing what we're thinking right now, where they're going to have like a pass and kind of skip to the future type of thing?
Yes.
You think there'll be a Black Knight, they'll probably kill him, his sword's left behind, and in the future,
Kit Harington picks it up. And he looks like a more modern Black Knight. I think they'll even use the old design and the new design of him. And he could be the villain of this movie. He could be the main villain, and, you know, once he reforms, he could join the Avengers, just like he did in the comic books.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, he gets defeated. Originally, he works for Baron Zemo.
Oh, and we're getting him pretty soon.
No comment, because I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on at the same time right now, so I'm starting to get a little bit confused as to where they're going to go with this.
Yeah.
But you're right, that could happen. Mm-hmm. They could give him a short arc where he becomes a good guy at the end of Eternals, or they could give him a long arc where he stays a villain for a long fucking time. And one day he decides to betray Zemo and join the Avengers, you know? Could be that.
That'd be cool, too.
Mm-hmm. But, Jon Snow, the bastard of Winterfell, you know, he will be the Black Knight. He has a big role.
That's where he got banned to at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true. All right, so I guess that's basically all the stuff we wanted to talk about for D23.
There's a couple more things I want to mention real quick, Black Widow. Apparently we're getting a Hawkeye cameo, but there was a small, like, teaser.
What? There's going to be a Hawkeye cameo?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
So probably at the end or something like that, which makes sense because, you know, Budapest, and it didn't Fury, like, send Hawkeye to go kind of check her out and bring her in.
That's what we heard.
Isn't that what happened?
He recruited her as a thing, yeah.
WandaVision. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's going to take place or like kind of have the same type of storyline as one of the stories where Vision has a family and all that shit.
Yeah, the Vision. The comic's called The Vision. With him and his family. That's
right. Yeah.
And also they said that it will explore a happy future that her and Vision could have had.
Yeah, which is going to be interesting how that all plays out. Also, what's crazy about that though is that what's her name? Kat Dennings is coming back to play Darcy again. She was
to play who?
Natalie Portman's friend in Thor.
She's gonna be in WandaVision?
She's gonna be in WandaVision.
Why?
I don't know. But isn't that weird though?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, she came on stage and everything too.
And you know Monica Rambeau is gonna be.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be there. Yeah, I knew there was someone else too. Yeah, Monica Rambeau's casted to be in that too.
And she's from Captain Marvel.
Yeah, she's from Captain Marvel and she's the little girl, right?
Yeah, she's a little girl.
Yeah, so that's gonna be cool to see. Yeah, they already had her cast it too, right? And they didn't tell us where she's going to be. And this is where she's going to be. She's going to be in WandaVision. And then also, last thing was Falcon Winter Soldier. The blonde agent chick, she's going to be in that. She's coming back. Agent 12, Agent 13.
Agent 13. She's going to be in WandaVision too?
No, she's going to be in Falcon Winter Soldier.
Oh, that makes sense. Also, Baron Zemo will also be in.
Yeah, so I think we talked about that before. Yeah, we've mentioned that. We just mentioned it too.
So. Oh, okay. Wait. Any other news you have to say? Because I have a link to that news. But anything else you want to bring up?
No, that was pretty much all the things that I gathered, and based off what you gathered, I think that covered most of it.
All right. So one of my news is one of the news pieces I have. It's a picture for it too. There is an actor named Wyatt Russell. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
No, but this guy. Okay, so he was in a movie recently called Overlord, which was produced by J.J. Abrams. It was really fucking good. I liked it a lot. It was basically like Castle Wolfenstein, but made into a movie, like a live action movie.
Okay.
Well, he was announced at D23 for Falcon and Winter Soldier that he is casted as U.S. Agent. And U.S. Agent is a character who's born several years after Captain America. They finally figured out how to make the Super Soldier Serum.
They figured it out. That they never did.
They finally figured it out. It took them fucking 50 years, 60 years, something like that, right?
Okay.
Still not complete. Still not perfect. So he's still not at the maximum level of Captain America.
Yeah,
but they got it right.
But didn't they use it on Abomination?
Yeah, that was a fucked up one.
Damn, they didn't even have that shit either.
Yeah, well, remember, they're still trying to get it right the whole time throughout the Hulk movie.
So this fool's afterwards?
Yep.
Oh, shit, okay.
So they've perfected it.
Someone was fucking with it still.
I mean, perfected, because he's still not as strong as Captain America. He's Captain America, he survives it, he has his powers, but he's like one notch less than Captain America. Captain America's a little stronger than him, a little faster than him. But he's a real Marvel character, and his name is U.S. Agent.
Okay.
And he's like a serious, hardcore military guy that's been in the military for years. They trust him more than anyone.
Right.
So they give him the Super Soldier Serum, but guess what? He's a little bit too fucking hardcore. He's a little too fucking military, you know?
Yeah.
So he kills people and shit. He's Captain America, but he's violent.
Yeah.
He kills people. And that's U.S. Agent. And Wyatt Russell, who did a great job in Overlord, is casted as U.S. Agent.
That sounds cool. All right.
And he will be in Falcon and Winter Soldier. This kind of fucks up what I was thinking. I don't know if you guys caught it from a few Unfocuses ago, but I was saying I was really hoping Winter Soldier would become U.S. Agent and be a good guy, you know?
Mm.
But didn't work out that way. But at least we got a character to play him.
Yeah.
I like the character a lot in general. He is casted and he will be there.
All right.
I wonder if he'll be an Avenger one day, or if maybe he'll be in a different team of Avengers.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he's Greg.
Maybe he is. They're giving us a lot of characters now. Okay! I know, right? Even Little John's like, okay.
Calm down.
I know, shit.
Yeah, so another Marvel superhero will be joining the universe.
Yeah.
AJ?
Any more D23 news?
I think that's the last thing.
Was this Marvel 1000? Wasn't that announced there?
It's a comic. No, it's not. It wasn't announced.
Oh, okay.
You want me to talk about it anyway?
Yeah, I guess. Why not? And then I'll jump into a couple things I have.
All right. So in other news, earlier this week, I think the day actually was Tuesday, either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. But, you know, Marvel puts out their new set of new comics coming out and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The new one that came out was a special one.
Okay. Oh my god, my bad.
You fucking with me or what?
That was the wrong screen.
All right.
I was so focused on doing that too that I did it wrong.
So there's a lot of... It's called Marvel Comics 1000, and I guess this is the 85-year anniversary for Marvel Comics or something like that.
Interesting.
Something like that. And there's a lot of little mini stories in it. And in one mini story called Turkey Soup, including Galactus and Deadpool,
sounds Batman, like a comedy special.
Batman makes a cameo.
What the fuck?
The Batboat from Batman Forever,
uh-huh,
shows up, and Batman shows up in there. So specifically, Val Kilmer's Batman,
yeah,
makes a cameo in Marvel Comics 1000, the anniversary book. It's like a thick ass comic.
That's weird. Why?
I don't know.
What's the connection there?
I don't know. I didn't read it myself, so I didn't get to read the details, but yeah, it's true, and it did happen. It was probably just a joke because it's Deadpool,
yeah,
but I want to read it myself and know.
See, like, what is actually happening here? Mm-hmm. That's funny. Why specifically that one? And why the boat? I don't remember the boat. I got to watch that. I want to see those movies.
Remember him and Robin like took a boat to the shore, and he's like, holy rusted metal, Batman. He's like, what? Because the metal, it's rusted. It's got holes in it. Really, like, he went out of his way to, like...
Explain it.
Explain the comment, you know? Anyway, all right.
That's funny.
But yeah, Marvel 1000 came out this week. Check it out. One of the things that might, it's one of those things that might shoot up in value. So if you're interested in Marvel comics, you might want to go ahead and buy that before they're gone.
Right.
AJ?
All right, another news. We had like a video game announcement recently. Some classic games are coming, being re-released, remastered pretty soon.
Not the fucking Lion King for Super NES, bro. And, no fucking way.
And Aladdin.
At least Aladdin was playable. I mean, was cool and it made sense. Lion King, that game was hard for no fucking reason sometimes.
I made it to the end of Lion King, but yeah, it was on Sega Genesis, though. I'm not sure if it played the same way on SNES.
It's a little different. I think there's like two or three levels different, but most of the game's the same.
But I also have the Lion King game on Game Gear as well. Totally different. It had the same stages, like the same names, but those levels were just completely made completely differently.
Oh, so maybe it is pretty different than from SNES to Sega, because, you know what I mean? Like maybe. The levels are the same, but maybe the actions are different.
But, I mean, I'm pretty sure Sega, the Genesis and the Super NES were, like, on par, so they can do the same shit, whereas Game Gear was a smaller version, you know?
They had to dumb it down.
Yeah, so it had to be, like, you know, less memory or whatever. But anyways, yeah, Disney Classic Games is what the title is, and it's Aladdin, Lion King, coming to PC, PS4, Switch, and the Xbox One this fall. $30 each. It's an HD upscaled bundle, which will include... Oh, well, it actually includes a couple of things. The package includes Sega Genesis and Game Boy releases of both games. So the Genesis version, which is the one I played with for Lion King, which is cool. And Game Boy versions of it, which is weird because that's all monochrome and shit. Like, when are you, how are you going to give us that? As well as... Oh, and the Super Nintendo version for Lion King. Your favorite. Along with special features to make the game easier to play, especially for you, T.
Good.
A T mode.
Good. Dude, I'm assuming you have not played that. I mean, you already said you haven't, but, like, dude, you need to play the SNES. It's just so fucking wrong.
Out of all the shit I just talked about, I've only played the Sega Genesis version of Lion King.
Yeah, you don't need the SNES.
I've never even watched Aladdin.
There was, it's just the game is, like, you know, you ever get the feeling that the game is poorly made? Like, there's one time where you have to, like, You're in this blank room. You can't go back. There's no enemies, no nothing in the room. And you're like, what the fuck's up with this room, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? And there's, like, there's lava around and stuff. And there's, like, these little panels you stand on. So you jump on them and you stand on them for, like, a good 30 seconds. And you're like, okay, I guess this isn't it. And you go off and you're like, what else is there in this room? And you fuck around with it for a while, right?
And you end up dying because, like, maybe I have to step in the lava.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly, right? Like, maybe I have to do that, you know? Yeah,
eventually you have to think that way.
And then, but you know what it is? You're supposed to stand there and leave him on that uprisen thing I told you about, and you leave him there for a whole minute.
Wow.
And then it starts to bubble.
Wow.
And it blasts you into the sky, and you fucking get on a lava ride.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, that's a long fucking time for you to have to wait.
Yeah.
I literally stood there for like a while. I'm like, okay, I guess this isn't it.
That was,
you know,
long
I got
enough,
off of
though,
it.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who's ever played that game, please tell me you know what I'm talking about. That shit was very frustrating, yeah. I still find videos about people bitching about it to this day, so I hope I'm not the only one.
That's funny.
But okay. Is it my turn?
Ah, sure.
Okay. Other news. So, you ever heard of a show called The OA?
Yeah, Carlos watched it. I don't know about it really, but I've heard a lot about it, and she keeps recommending it to other people.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. It's like a sci-fi show about life and death and sleeping and the whole, like, balance of that thing, right?
Okay.
And I guess it got canceled, as in Netflix said they weren't going to continue with it.
Mm.
Marco Polo status.
Okay.
But fans didn't let it go. Apparently they have a huge fucking following. People are protesting and they were pissed off and everything. There's a chick doing a fucking hunger strike outside of Netflix's headquarters in Hollywood. Like, straight up. Like, people are not fucking around about the OA, apparently, right?
I'm hungry. I can imagine someone being out there, like, anyways.
Yeah, right? but... this is the sad news. I won't tell anyone who's a fan, because I feel like if you're nerds and you watch Unfocus, you might be into this shit. So I want to tell you guys what the creators said, so you don't get your hopes up anymore. The creators of the OA, Britt Marling and Zhao Batmanglij, they reported...
Good job.
I tried my best. they said they've been in negotiations with Netflix for a while about keeping the show, and, you know, it's not going to happen. And I guess there was a big rumor for a while that, you know, oh, maybe they'll make a movie to finish off the finale of it, you know?
Yeah.
Creators came out and shut that down. They said, no, when we originally made the show, it was pitched for 5 seasons.
Damn. And they got how many? Like two or three?
They got two.
Two.
Oh, the second one came out and there was no announce about 3. And they said, so the problem is that they announced it for 5, they cannot make a movie that will condense the last three seasons. They said, there's like, it won't work. They're like, we could try. No one's going to like it. It's not going to be worth the time. Basically, it's not going to be worth anyone's time or money if they try to condense all that information in 2 hours. You know? Yeah. And they went further to say, and please no one get your hopes up for more of this, because it's an originally Netflix-produced show, meaning another network cannot pick it up and continue it.
Damn.
It can't be done. Like, this is
unless facts. Netflix gives it up, but do they want to?
They're probably not going to want to, I would imagine, because, you know, reboots are all the rage. What if they want to reboot that, you know, like one day? But yeah, they're like, basically, it's out of their hands. They're like, all the actors have been released from their contract already.
Wow.
So anyone who's a big fan of the OA, I really hate to tell you this. I feel a little sad telling you, even though I've never seen it. It's not fucking happening. Like, it had to be a miracle or somebody coming in and giving Netflix a bunch of money, telling them specifically to make that show.
Yeah.
Which we've never heard of that so far. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Disney needs to come in and buy that shit, too.
I don't think they make enough profit off of something like that. It'd be cool, but I don't think they make that much money off of something like that. But yeah. Don't get your hopes up for the OA. That's the moral of the story.
Exactly.
That's my last piece of news before we do a little break. AJ?
I just want to mention real quick, too. You know how, like, we had the whole Disney-Sony thing going on right now, right? Mm-hmm. Have you seen all these memes? I keep seeing the same one, really. You know the scene in Infinity War where Rocket comes through and he's fighting alongside with Bucky, with Winter Soldier? He's like, hey, yo, how much for the gun? He's like, not for sale. He's like, okay, how about the arm? And he just looks at him and is like, yeah, whatever, you know? And he's like, yeah, I'll get that arm.
Yeah! Right? Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I'll get that arm. There's memes going around where it's like has Disney over Rocket's face and Sony over Winter Soldier's face, and Rocket is like, "Hey, Sony,
how much for that Spider-Man?
Yeah, how much for Spider-Man?" He's like, "Not for sale." Yeah, he's like, "How much for the company?" Yeah, and he looks at him. He's like, and then Rocket's like, "I'll get the company."
Yeah, I'm gonna get that company. Damn. Hey, I'm gonna be dying if in the future of the Marvel universe somehow Rocket ends up with that arm.
I know, right? He's walking around somewhere.
Or like, you know, they're in a fight. He just like jumps and rips it off and uses it to kill some people. Like, he's like, told you I was going to get the arm. Yeah.
I would love to see him like rip it out somewhere and just slap someone with it. It's like, what the fuck? Where'd you get the arm?
He's like, I told you.
Like, don't worry about it. Just know that I have it.
All right.
Anyways, another piece of news I got right here regarding Soul Calibur. World Invitationals. So, in November 2nd, this year, 2019, the HyperX Esports Arena, which is in Vegas, in the Luxor Hotel, is having a world tournament. But these are invitationals, though. And they have it capped off. So far, there's 7 players that are going to be at the top 8. And there's a spot for one more. So, 128 people are you know, allowed to compete for that last spot. I'm not sure what they mean by invitation. I think just the other 7 are invited.
Invite only. Yeah, you're going to be the special one.
Yeah.
You're going to be Team Urameshi.
So if you can, if you can get into the 128 pool to qualify for last chance qualifiers, then you can be in that put into that last number 8 spot. And then the finals will happen, you know, at the end of that tournament. So I believe it's going to be like a one-day event, I think, maybe? Which sounds crazy.
All right, that's pretty interesting.
And then for anyone that is not able to attend, go ahead and watch it on Twitch, of course.
Always.
Yeah. But that sounds exciting to see the invitationals and all that, too.
I'd watch it with popcorn.
Big world tournament.
Maybe we could watch it and stream our reactions to it. That'd be fun.
And commentate over and stuff.
If not fighting in it.
But yeah, it's going to be November 2nd. What is that? It's like a Saturday or a Sunday? What is that going to be? November 2nd is a Saturday. Or we can just go to Vegas.
Fucking go. I'm down.
Dude, Luxor has a bomb-ass fucking Mexican food spot called, I think it's called El Diablo.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking tacos are so fucking good, dude.
Ooh.
And so we went there last year, me and Carla, and we're like, this shit's fucking good. And we went again this year. So, like, for lunch, we just
I wonder if that's the same place they have in Mandalay Bay. Because they got a spot in Mandalay Bay. It's like a random Mexican restaurant. I go there every time. It's always amazing. I never know the name, though.
Well, El Diablo and Luxor, fucking awesome. Anyways. Should we move on to the midpoint?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, how do we do this? I think it's just this button right here.
Music power.
That's right. Part of the show where we share some music with you as to what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir. And mine is from the J. Cole's Dreamville album, the one with all his label people on it and shit.
Nice.
It's called Rembrandts / Run It Back. It's like one of those double songs.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice.
It's not that long, but yeah, it is double song. AJ?
My track is sort of like a remix of an old classic. So this is Rehab remixing. The group originally was called A Touch of Class with the song All Around the World.
All right. With that said, we'll start music of the week, and we'll see you after this break. Y'all give a damn and we don't give a fuck. I'm God, I've been waiting for y'all. Push niggas to buck. Still starving, ribs touching. Touch the team and you get touched like home screen buttons. Home screen loud, Jennifer Hudson with them things. Shit talking,
slick talk, pissed off, stick talk, diss track. Get mad, rap niggas. Big trash, yo squad, my squad, mismatch, piss ants, cheese chase, gym rats, picture paint, Rembrandts, tree trunk, thin branch, I leave, come back, this fall, this all y'all niggas that came up with, might with a bit of a change up, these niggas lame, we in minimal danger, I got the bangers, you give me the names, my nigga, put me in the game, and I'm ready to play, I'm
Unfocus.
That's right. We're back.
Yeah, and for the music of the week, my song was called Rembrandts by J. Cole, featuring Vince Staples.
Oh, Vince Staples in that shit,
that's,
too?
That's that part at the very, yeah. When the beat changed at the end.
Oh,
and
that was
he's
him?
Like, this is that Dreamville shit, right? That was him talking, that's Vince Staples.
All right, that's cool. Mine was Rehab with All Around the World. La, 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 la.
Is that what it's called, actually?
Yeah, that's what it says. All right. Anyways, RT, are we back?
Wait, what are they called again?
It's Rehab.
Rehab all around the world. Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Wait, where's my news button? Bam. Ah, okay. Damn, wrong button. This is the news. The news.
The news. What? Let's get it. All right. I just thought this was kind of cool, man. I wanted to talk about this because I thought it was very interesting. Nerf has announced a weapon called the Nerf Elite Titan CS50.
Okay.
Tell me why this motherfucker fires 50 darts.
Bro, you don't even know, man.
No, this is the largest one they've ever produced.
Is that what they said?
Largest one they've ever produced in their history.
That shoots darts, maybe.
Yeah, dart drum, yeah.
Largest dart drum, like, that makes sense.
We think it's safe to say that Nerf Elite Titan is going to be the hot ticket Nerf blaster of the holidays. So the earlier you lock one down, the better. At the time, blah, 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 blah. It's $100. Shipping in October. This looks pretty mean, though, bro.
Have you not seen this shit?
What is that?
This is my Nerf gun. 100 rounds right here.
That's cool, but I think this one's bigger. Look,
you think that's bigger?
Look, it's a two-head. No. Look at this shit. Look how he's got it. Look how he's got it, bro.
I could do that, too.
Even by the way you're holding it, his looks bigger.
It's just a little bit longer.
Nah, bro. That's just longer. That's just bigger. You know what, see, that's just way bigger.
It's not about the size of the gun. It's how you use it.
Fair enough.
50 rounds? Come on. Compared to 100 right here, man. 100.
Yeah, but those are little weak-ass ball rounds. They got the big-ass darts for this.
This is... Where's this shit?
I'm sorry, man. This is...
You hear this shit?
Yeah, that's not bad, actually.
Wait, you're not, like, see how fast this shit shoots? Oh, shit. I shot two. My bad.
I only saw flashes of light after it fired. Oh, yeah? Man. It's a Karama shit.
Yeah, they have a bigger one than this, too.
No, but they said this is the biggest one they ever made. Takes on targets with the power and size of a giant Nerf Elite Titan CS50 toy blaster. The Colossal Blaster is fully motorized for rapid-fire dart blasting and boasts a huge 50-dart drum to unleash a massive 50-dart storm. It includes 50 official Nerf Elite darts, enough to fully load the drum, power up the motor, and pull the trigger to pepper the playing field with a deluge of darts. The barrel spins as the blaster unleashes its darts.
That's cool, spinning barrel.
Yeah, to send the opponents running for cover. Use the included shoulder trap to carry blaster into battle. The blaster is compatible with most Nerf Elite darts clips. Batteries required, not included. Clip and additional darts, not included. Apparently there's a clip that you can fucking just clip back into it to keep it coming.
Yeah, my other guns that I have over there are like that.
But apparently, you're pretty in the Nerf game. So yes, you know what's up,
dude. I did research for these guns before I bought them.
Well, they're telling you this is the new one. This shit ain't even out yet, bro.
there's another one that came out last year. Uh-huh. It has a very similar style where you hold it low and it shoots. It shoots the same type of darts that I have here.
Little balls.
Yeah, little balls. But it's 200 rounds though.
Fuck.
Yeah, and you hold it fucking low. It looks like a fucking Gatling gun.
So I'm guessing it's the motor power that's the difference, because otherwise it sounds like the same shit, right?
It works the same way as that. It's just, it has the same style where it's low. You hold it low like that.
Yeah, I think it has more motor power or something, because otherwise it sounds like the same shit.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not sure about bigger. I mean, as far as a dart one, yeah, that's, like, biggest dart one I've seen so far.
Well, they say it's the biggest, most powerful one they've ever had. That's what they said, especially for darts.
Well, I don't want it, because I'm happy with my ball-shooting one.
And see, now I feel like somebody's going to buy it and challenge you. You got to have a battle with it. Like,
I'm ready, dude. I got two more guns over there.
You got the straps on the side? Like, in case it gets real, you got to start fucking...
Yeah, I fucking two-hand that shit and everything. I'm ready.
My bad.
I'm thinking of buying these little tiny ones at like $10, but they like the pump action ones. So just have them on the waist in case I run out. You know, I got the like real quick.
About like on you saw John Wick 3, right?
No, I have not.
What? You saw 1 and 2?
No, I haven't seen any of them. I've been wanting to watch them, but I can't find it anywhere to stream.
Amazon has, but they're not showing 1. That's right. Okay, we'll figure this out later. AJ, your turn for some news if you got some.
All right, so what do I got here? I believe this is my next one. Yeah, this is my next one right here. So, speaking of like toys and games and shit, right? Apparently, there is a Sonic the Hedgehog Monopoly. Remember when we got into our Monopoly phase and shit, and we tried to recreate our own Monopoly to work with like Smash and all that?
Yeah.
Well, this one is very close to probably what we wanted to do. But apparently this one is called Monopoly Gamer. I'm not sure if this is a different style of Monopoly that they have invented. But most Monopoly games that have like a theme or character to them, it's just the same game. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, it plays the exact same way.
Different models, different figures.
Yeah, the cards. Yeah, they do the same thing, but just named differently sometimes. All it is normally, right? But this one is interesting. So there's actually boss battles in this shit. So you know when you pass Go to collect $200? In this game, when you pass Go, you have to do a boss battle. So you flip a card, and then you got to roll a dice. And if you beat him, you collect this card, and you also get a Chaos Emerald. And later on, when you do another boss battle, and you roll a dice to fight that boss, if you don't get the roll you want, you can use your Chaos Emerald to re-roll or something like that. What else was there? You collect rings as well. And just some other like crazy shit that's all like Sonic related too. But yeah, it's a Sonic Monopoly, in case I haven't mentioned that yet. Hmm. Battle for the highest score, they say. And you have Sonic, Tails, Amy, and Knuckles as your little figures to use. And it's not no bullshit Knuckles either, too. It's, you know, classic OG Knuckles. But, yeah, I think this comes out, like, later this year or something like that. I had a date on this. I forgot what it was. But if anyone wants to try a different type of Monopoly that's a little more, like, competitive, I guess you can say, then definitely go ahead and check this shit out.
All right.
When's it coming out? Debuting? No, that's not it. I know I saw a date here earlier. I'm pretty sure later this year, though. September 15th. So in about a month. All October 1st everywhere. So the 15th of September, Walmart will get it. And all EB Games in Canada will get it instead.
Are they using that weird buff-ass Knuckles again?
No, that's what I said. They got OG Knuckles. You don't got...
Okay, he looks kind of tall, but you're right. You're right. That's OG Knuckles. Yeah. You're right.
But yeah, look out for that. I'm kind of interested. I might pick this up just because that different type of gameplay. Also, it says fast dueling property trading game. So they must have changed the rules up a little bit from basic Monopoly to make it a little more fast paced, which sounds cool because Monopoly could take months if you play it right.
You're not allowed to play this version without playing Sonic Adventure. I'm reading it on the side.
I try to play Adventure.
It doesn't matter, bro.
It got
me
sick.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you for that. okay, other piece of news. There is a return of a new TV show. Blue's Clues is kicking back. Apparently, there's going to be a new show announced by Nick Jr., and this show will be called Blue's Clues and You, and it will be coming out in November. I mean, I don't really care about this show too much, but I know there's a huge fucking following for it. And the thing I found interesting about it, it will return the original two cast members, Steve and Joe. And I think there was a big... like controversy for one of them. I don't remember. I think Steve.
Yeah, Steve left because he just got and you want to be pinned as, you know, some
Blue's guy,
like a children type of thing. And he ended up leaving, and he ended up, I think he started a band. I don't know. He did some crazy shit. Yeah. He changed his looks and all that. I saw like an interview with him recently when he kind of talked about the whole thing. He was bald and everything, looked completely different. But the fact that he's coming back sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, the original two guys are coming back, and they will be.
And then his supposed cousin or something like that, like as because Steve went to college.
Yeah, exactly. So, the little fake storyline to get rid of him.
Yeah.
But apparently they're both coming back, and they're going to reinstate Blue's Clues and do it over again. I mean, none of us probably care about it, but if you have like a younger brother or a nephew or something, or kids that might be into that. Because
kids are we're about that time right now where kids, our own kids, can enjoy this shit.
Right?
Because we were kids when we were like, well, actually, I wasn't really watching because I was a little bit old for that.
Mm-hmm. But we were a little too old for it, but you know, we know people that liked it, and yeah, it's making a comeback, so I think it's kind of cool. Even though it's not my thing. So, yeah, fuck it, you know? AJ? Blue's Clues coming back November. AJ.
Cool. Hold on, I'm looking up this gun. It's Prometheus. Is that what it is?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is Prometheus.
The name is already fucking terrifying. Makes you think of the human that could kill the gods, right?
Yeah, the other one you showed me does look a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, it's bigger than that for sure.
Yeah.
But that one still looks mean as fuck. Yeah, that's right. That one hurts the nigga's feelings, I can tell. Like,
you gotta hold it two-handed, though, which is crazy, though.
Fucking shit.
But yeah, I kind of want that one, too.
I want to get one of these for when I have kids, so I can just use it. I'm not gonna get them.
That's why you get them now?
Yeah,
then you save worry about later.
And then you get them the little shitty handguns for the future, you know?
Like, and then you have the bigger one, the mechanical one. Yeah, you have
that monster one. Gotta give them goals, you know? Bosses, you know, bosses.
The reason I bought these because when I was younger, I always wanted the Nerf gun that shot the balls. They weren't as big as this though. I mean, they're not as small as this one. The back in the day, they had a bigger ball that you would shoot out.
Oh, the big like base. They're a little bit.
They're almost like a tennis ball. Yeah, they're almost like a tennis ball. That's what I have always wanted, and they don't make those anymore. I'm pretty sure there's some safety reason why they don't make those anymore. But these are coming out. I'm like,
something about breathing.
It's my money now. Something about breathing. Anyways, in other news, Cuphead. What you know about Cuphead?
What you know about that? I don't know. Tell me.
So apparently, you can buy their sheet music now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if anyone's like in a band or something like that, actually, I think they're kind of like marketing this to like a high school, like for concert bands and stuff like that to pick up.
I guess they want high school kids to play their music in their concerts and shit, which would be great promotion for Cuphead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're kind of pricey though. For instance, it includes a PDF file too, so you can kind of like use it on your computer and all that, print it out, whatever. They have parts for Inkwell Island 1 and the Die House. Price of like $30. There's more professional charge too, more like at $50. But you get like, you know, 7 different songs and all that. So if anyone's into music and wants sheet music, you know, I seen Pokemon sheet music a long time ago.
I think I've seen that before too, of the original like blue and red.
Yeah,
shit,
red
right?
and blue.
I've
yeah.
seen that. I've seen
so
that.
That's
before.
Pretty cool. Actually, at Tower Records, when Tower Records was a thing, maybe we were together when we saw it.
I think we were. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, we used to go down to Tower Records a lot, and they had sheet music there.
That's why I want to go to Japan with you, so we can go back to Tower Records.
Dude, I need you to get me next time you go back.
I'm going back in 2 weeks. What do you want?
The soundtrack for fucking Kenshin, because the version I have. Like that we have, you know, downloaded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of glitchy spots. Like, whoever recorded it had, like, a bad CD, and it's always glitchy. And, like, back in the day, I would go and try to look for it again, and I always get fucking glitchy versions.
The same
so
version.
So it's the same shit over and over and over.
Okay. So hey, remind me before I leave. Like, I said, I leave on the 16th. So, yeah, remind me before I leave. I'll get that shit for you.
I mean, I'll look around here, too, before that, if I can. But I just remember that right now, talking about music and shit. But, yeah, Cuphead music sheet music. Sounds dope.
Yeah, right. Another piece of news. So
I got one more after this, by the way.
Perfect. I have one more after that.
Cool.
So perfect. The Flash. It's a movie that's been in a lot of weird tumultuous situations. We don't really know what the fuck is going on with Flash. Like for a while.
Wait. You just said something right now.
If you know what I mean.
That's the wrong button. Where's the button I'm looking for? Is it this button?
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, well, check this out. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Anyway. They've had a lot of issues with the Flash movie. The director's changed a bunch of times. The script writer's changed a bunch of times.
Are they going to try to reuse the same Flash from Justice
League? Yeah, no, he's definitely going to be that guy. That's what they've been trying to make work this whole time. And even this Ezra Miller is supposed to be this. Who is the Flash? Mm-hmm. Supposedly, he was writing a script with Grant Morrison, who's like a big time comic book writer. Like they were doing it together for a while. But apparently, some things got finalized. There is a director chosen. There will be a Flash movie. I was starting. I was literally on the fence that it was never going to get made. I was like thinking it's not going to be a thing. But no, Andy Muschietti. And if that name doesn't sound familiar for you, let me make it.
It kind of does. But tell me,
right? The guy who made it. And it too.
Oh, okay.
The new modern ones.
So you probably just mentioned it recently, talking about that.
I don't think I told you about it, but that guy is the guy who made the It movies is going to be making this new Flash movie. He says it'll be his next project.
So does that mean it's going to be quite on the horror side of things?
No. Let me be more specific because he made a comment. He said, "What captivated me about the Flash is the human drama in it, the human feelings and emotions that play into the drama of it." It's going to be fun. I can't promise that there will be any horror in it, but it is a beautiful human story.
Okay, cool.
He didn't say there won't be any horror, but he's just saying he can't promise you. But yeah, so Flash movie is getting made. It's made by a good director. The guy who did it is going to be great for it because the whole thing is he knows how to like flash back into the childhood.
Yeah.
And show you that. And I'm guessing Flash is Flashpoint, where he fucks up the reality and the timeline, so you'll probably have to have some flashbacks of his childhood.
Right.
Might be perfect for this
guy. So you think they're doing Flashpoint?
Well, that's what they originally announced. You know, when they first said there was going to be a Flash movie, and then they said, no, we don't know what it's going to be anymore. I'm still going to imagine they're doing Flashpoint.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, we don't know, though. You're right. We don't know. They said that they weren't going to do Flashpoint anymore, so we'll have to see.
We'll see.
All right, AJ, you have one more?
Yeah, speaking of live action, some leaks have happened with Avatar.
No, for the Netflix Airbender show?
For the Netflix. So it's still not finalized, but apparently there is someone on set who took the liberty to go ahead and take some pictures, and they're also saying that, you know, he probably got fired after releasing all this shit, which I don't think he really cared about, otherwise I don't think he would have done it. But this is kind of what he showed us so far, all the pictures he took. So this is all just like, you know, they're doing screen testing right now just to see, you know, how they're going to film it.
What fucking characters are those?
Don't know. They just made them up pretty much. But you can get an idea like the costumes, I guess, in some way at least. But these, I don't think there's any type of characters at all.
Okay, the costumes are cool as long as those aren't any characters we're supposed to argue.
Yeah, I don't think there's a supposed characters.
I'm fine with it if they're made up characters for the show. And I know some people don't like that. I'm actually okay with that because Avatar has so many little mini stories. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay if they make shit up for mini characters. But just don't give me someone I know with a totally different outfit and a totally different character.
Yeah. Like,
I hate that shit, bro. Just don't do that to me, Avatar, please.
Here's another scene with them. It looks like on the ice. I'm guessing that's Katara right there. I think that's Sokka over there. I don't think there's a finalized actors, though. Because I haven't heard they finalized Sokka yet. This might be our Katara, maybe? I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
And I know this is supposed to be the screen setting for, like, what's his name? The Fire Lord. Ozai.
That's Ozai?
That's supposed to be Ozai. He has a hat and shit. So, again, this is not finalized, but they're just kind of fucking around with it to see what they can do and how they're going to animate their shit and all that.
Oh, is that Katara?
Yeah. So that's supposed to be a Katara right there.
Bro, she looks awesome.
I like the outfit and all that. It looks pretty dope.
Dude, if that's Katara, I'm happy. Like, yeah. That's fucking dope. But...
And this is them on the green screen and all that, just kind of testing it out.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, this is supposed to be the throne room for AJ, Ozai.
Who's this guy with the long hair? Don't tell me it's Sokka.
Down here?
Yeah.
Again, this is the same characters we saw up there, so these might just be some,
the goons, like henchmen chasing the Avatar, maybe?
That, maybe, something like that, or they're just fucking around with, like, the outfits, I'm supposing, on the green screen, seeing how they can make it look.
These motherfuckers better not make me cry, man. That's all I'm gonna say. They better not make me cry. I'm fucking 32 years old.
Screencasting or screen testing the Fire Lord's palace and all that. So as you can see up here, it's all green, right? So this is them kind of just digitally making it all big and all that.
Can I say the only thing I want is for the season to end with the king telling Azula to go after Zuko.
So
I want the series to end. I want the first season to end with that. So, and some girl, like, shout out girl, look, like, you know, bow down and, like, all right, I'm going to do it.
And then that's kind of almost how it was in the original,
I remember that. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I want directly from the cartoon that I need to see. I want Azula to be introduced the same way she was in the animated shit. Everything else, like, you can fuck with it, move it around, you know, change it. But I want to see that moment, you know, with her shouted out and shit.
Yeah.
And the Emperor like, all right, go fucking get your brother, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Anyway, go on.
One thing I did hear, though, that might be a little bit different, really different, really, was because the guy was also talking about, like, yeah, I was on set, and they were just doing some, you know, just rehearsing kind of in a way, like how they're going to play out the first scene and all that, the opening, the first episode. And they said that the girl who's playing guitar and all that, her and Sokka were being chased, so they were running. And then apparently she says something, or she does something where she brings up a wall of ice. And then all of a sudden, like, Sokka turns like, what the heck? You can water bend? And she's like, I guess so. I don't know. Like, they're surprised that she can water bend. Which, in the original,
she already knew she can waterbend. She has a little bit of control of it.
She kind of knows she's a waterbender. She can move water a little bit, but that
she's
was about
she's
it.
She's practicing.
And Sokka was annoyed by it. Because he's like, every time you do waterbending, or what he called it, like water or magic water or something like that, mm-hmm. I always get soaked. They might change it up a little bit where they didn't know she was a waterbender.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, as long as they still keep the same vibes going, you know, she's trying to learn it, she's trying to master it, and he's like mad about it. Like,
right.
I'm okay if they both don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, but apparently they're planning for this to be out next year, and they don't even have a finalized cast yet. So I guess we'll see.
I'm getting scared.
Also, the guy who's gonna like do the choreography is gonna be the same dude from Luke Cage, apparently the stunt and fight coordinator.
Season 1 or 2?
From I don't know. I guess 1. I don't know. See,
I don't know, doesn't say. He didn't do anything amazing in part 1.
No? You don't think so?
I didn't see any fights that blew my mind in part 1.
Okay. Well, they're going to use
him. It was cool watching Luke Cage do his thing, but and you know.
Apparently it's this guy. Okay. So he's Asian, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, Zuko tap on his face there. I'm okay with that.
Right? but yeah, so nothing finalized yet, but at least we have a little glimpse of what to expect, so. That's something.
That is something.
If that's the guitar they're going to use, I'm happy with that.
I like her. I like the look of her. I like her outfit style. Yeah. Like, I'm cool with it.
I like her raincoat.
I like her raincoat. For real. All
right. What you got?
Okay. My last piece of news. Sony says...
Sony
says they got it.
What does that mean?
And I'll go further. The chairman of Sony Pictures... This is today, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Tom Rothman reportedly believes that... His studio has learned everything it needs to from Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige's playbook for producing future Spider-Man movies. This is a rumor, but this came from multiple sources, multiple sites, saying that he did make this comment, saying, basically, they got this. We learned enough. We know how to do it right now. And like, oh my god. I don't think they do.
No, I don't think so either. Like, obviously, you're not...
How much
could
you have learned in, like, 4 years when you didn't even make these... I don't know, bro. I don't know.
If they learned, like, why are they not like, oh, yeah, we learned. We learned that we need to work with you guys to complete this universe because mm-hmm. the fans like a full universe where all the characters that are supposed to be there are actually there and not, like, you know, picked out.
And even more importantly, we like it when you don't fuck with the story we have.
That right. too, yeah. We have a storyline going. We want to see how he grows... And with these other characters he has met, and if you take him out of that, it's gonna be you're gonna give us a new story.
And as we mentioned last weekend in Focus, can't use Happy Hogan.
Yeah.
Can't use Tony Stark. Can't even breathe his name.
Nah.
Can't even invoke his name.
Seriously.
As the scroll would say of Captain Marvel. Can't even talk about Captain Marvel. Can't talk about Hulk. You can't talk about nobody but Spider-Man and Aunt May. That's your limit at that point.
Yeah.
And the only reason I can't imagine it working, AJ, you can't touch on all the plot points that were brought up in the last movie.
Yeah.
So they can, I mean, it's cool, they can do it, and it'll be a decent movie, but no matter what, someone's going to be like, well, what about this arc? Like, someone's going to say that, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool, even if the movie's amazing, where's this arc? Like, what, this just got dropped? Like, this is not a thing anymore, you know? Like,
I guess. I mean, I guess it could work in some way, because, like, they didn't really embed any, like, MCU characters into the story,
Happy Hogan.
Except for Happy and Tony Stark, which Tony Stark is gone now.
No, but...
And Happy Hogan, I mean, that's the one, I'm not sure if he was a big part, like...
He kind of was. He's the one who passed Spider-Man the shit he needed to be Spider-Man.
But I can see him, like, I mean, because like, even in the past movie, like, he was trying to, you know, distance himself a little bit from him. And so I can just, I don't know.
It seems like, I would imagine that now he wants to be attached to Spider-Man, because, like, you know, he has this whole fucking...
I mean, that's what you would think, but you can't go that route.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see it, like, I don't see it making any sense. Like, there's certain things that they built up in that last movie that have to be answered. Like, if they don't answer them, people are going to be pissed, you know? Like, I know I will be. No.
Like the Chitauri. Like, oh, not Chitauri, the...
the weakest army.
The Chitauri. What are the Skrulls? Oh, the Skrull, we had Skrulls at the end of the movie. They showed us that.
Yeah, what the fuck, right?
And they showed us, like, Nick Fury, too. He was working with Nick Fury. Yes, I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a problem, man. They gotta fix that.
Ow. Well, anyways.
Alright. That was episode 229... I'm sorry, 230 of Unfocused, the Cedra episode.
Damn, we're in the 30s now.
Yeah, dude, you know? You're now in a larger world. So let's go to Unfocused Weeks. For me, I'm only like 3 issues away from finishing Mr. Miracle. So I'm going to finish that. I'm going to finish House of X number 2 so I can get into Powers of X. And before I was switching House of X, Powers of X, House of X. But apparently the next move is going to be to read Powers of X 2 and Powers of X 3. And then I go back to House of X 3.
Yeah. You're kind of doing what I'm trying to do, too.
Yeah.
Going back from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to Go-Go Power Rangers. And I'm just going back and forth just because.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, actually? I found, because I was, like, trying to look for the next issue that I needed. And I found they already have a trade for the Shattered Grid series shit.
Yeah.
That I was trying to get to. And it's its own book already.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard the trade was coming for that soon.
It's already out.
And, well, here, I don't know if Sonic's as helpful as this, but check this out. Powers of X has a reading list. So if you look at Powers of X, in the last 2 pages of it, they tell you exactly which order to read it in. They say House of X 1, Powers of X 1, House of X 2, Powers of X 2, Powers of X 3, House of X 3, House of X 4, Powers of X 4.
Damn.
House of X 5, Powers of X 5, House of X 6, Powers of X 6. So you can really fuck the story up for yourself really easily if you don't follow the reading list. Luckily, they're nice enough to put the reading list in every book.
The way you're reading it reminded me, like, back in, like, school when, like, you know, you do a pop quiz, like, all right, now I'm going to go over the answers so you can check your own answers now.
Yeah, it felt like they read the multiple choice answers and shit. Yeah.
What the fuck? I ain't talking to you.
I didn't ask you that shit, Google.
Who talking? Okay, the that fuck? Was Siri. About to slap Siri in the face right now.
Siri don't want it. I already told that bitch.
Siri knows.
Anyway, but yeah, so there is a reading list for the House of X and Powers of X. They're all in the back of the book. Please check them out if you like to follow that. AJ, Unfocus Week.
Sonic, I have like fucking 3 to catch up on. I'm pretty sure there's a 4th one coming out right now that I gotta go read too. So I want to get through these. I bought, like I just mentioned, I bought a Go-Go Power Rangers last week. I got to read that, and I have a Korra waiting over there too, Legend of Korra to read. So yeah, I'll try to get through that. But besides that, Soul Calibur, Tekken, usual. And see if I start working on this arcade stick pretty soon, I guess.
There you go.
I guess that's pretty much all I got planned. All
right, guys. That's Unfocused episode 230, the Kingdra episode. Don't forget, every week we're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Yeah, we don't have to say all that. And we're out.
You're right. We're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
over.